Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. And we've got a really special story to share with you now from a local girl, Whitney Weinfordner. Is that right? Did I say that right? Okay. Is in studio now, a student at Thurston Middle School, 12 years old, and her father, Carl, are both here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Whitney recorded a really special song, a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that we're going to play for you in a moment. But why don't you start, Whitney, why don't you start by telling us what this song is for?
Well, my aunt left instructions for me to sing it at her memorial, and I just, once I listened to it, she loved Eva Cassidy, and I had never really heard of her, but once I listened to her, I loved it, and so it was just beyond words, and she wanted me to sing it, as yeah. I said before, and at her memorial, because she was really sick, so
she knew she was going to pass away.
Yeah.
I mean, that was imminent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of, as I understand it, one of her very few requests.
Yes.
For her passing and for yeah. her memorial service. Yes. That you sing that song.
Mm-hmm.
How did that make you feel to be the person that kind of was tasked with that?
Mm-hmm. It was just an honor.
And when you heard that version of the song, you were just so struck by it that mm-hmm. you knew that was it. That was what you had to do.
Yeah, definitely.
And what have you learned about Eva Cassidy in researching and listening to her?
She was an amazing woman. She was way too young to die.
And then for a moment, just talk a little bit about you, because I know you've been in here before with Charlotte on a song mm-hmm. that you co-wrote. You're an unbelievable singer that people
Thank
are going to hear
so
in a moment
much.
At 12 years old. So obviously this is something you want to do.
Yeah. Definitely.
And your family yeah. knows that and supports you in that.
Yes.
Do you have a goal? Do you have a dream that you want to project out there?
I don't know. I guess I might want to be a photographer or, I don't know.
Maybe
sing a lot. Yeah.
Sing and take pictures to actually make money while you try
yeah.
to be a singer. Yeah, maybe that's
yeah.
a good idea. So Carl's in studio as well, Carl Whitney's father. Were you surprised by this request?
I was. I also hadn't heard of Eva Cassidy, and
yeah.
she's such an original artist. And she's this person that only some people know of, and yet once you hear her, you've got to keep looking up on YouTube and
yeah.
seeing something
mm-hmm.
more.
And but you knew Whitney could handle it? You knew?
It's a difficult song. And her version, it's a really different and difficult version, and yet Whitney picked it up quite quickly.
Yeah, and I imagine, I mean, the pressure of singing at something as important as that, as the memorial service for your aunt, you know, it seems that she handled it.
She handled it.
Yeah. Any last words before we play the song?
I don't think so.
All right. Again, I think this story, I hope, and this song touches people this morning. Whitney Weinfordner in studio, a student at Thurston Middle School, 12 years old, doing her version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow in the style of Eva Cassidy on KX93.5.
Bye. You dare to